All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FYF Friday on The Usual Suspects. We're all present and accounted for and looking to have some fun. Speaking of fun, we got a comedian of the week as well. Barry's here, Nick's here. I am present and accounted for. So therefore, if we're here and you're here, it's our time. Let's have some fun, boys.
What's up? What's up?
What'd it do?
I know one thing.
What?
That freaking game last night was extraordinarily entertaining to watch.
Nick, I hate
got
you.
Nick got everything that he had been asking for, as that was maybe the best Thursday night matchup we've seen ever.
I think everybody's been wanting to see better Thursday night football games. Now, it's still kind of early, but hopefully these Thursday night games continue to, you know, show good product. Because I don't want to see good football games only on Sunday.
Don't get me wrong. I like having a show, especially on like a Thursday. But when you miss a good football game, it kind of counterbalances it.
No doubt. I mean, I feel for you for about 2 seconds. And I mean, I didn't know what to expect. You know, and you look at the game itself, and we'll break it down. But I mean, I thought, you know.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll be really handy with that.
Yeah, two good. We'll throw to you for a lot of commentary. But two good defenses. I figured it wasn't going to be that big. But whew, was I wrong.
So. I did see the line. The last line I saw was 7, and that would mean that it was a push. Rams won by 7.
Push in. Nope. So how'd the show go?
The show was good, man. We had a good time. It was at Scout Bar, which it's always cool when you pull up to a venue and you see your name on the marquee, and then next to that you see Bun B. You're like, oh snap, Bun B's going to be here Saturday, and I'm here now. Just another thing I have in common with famous people, guys. I'm just, you know. Oh, me? Yeah.
You have Bun B's number?
They spell your name
right? I perform
right?
on the same stage as Bun B. It's whatever, you know. I mean, I might as well be a Houston rap legend after all. I mean, you know.
I don't know about
boom,
that.
Boom, boom.
I wouldn't go that far, sir.
It would have been sweet if they would have had Boom Boom on there.
Did they spell your name right?
I don't know.
On the marquee?
Honest to God, I have no idea.
People can't even get his first name right, yes, let I'm alone saying. His last name. So
it's better than when I was in San Antonio last week. Because here, like at Scout Bar, they have a legit marquee to put your name on. So you feel like if you're headlining a show, you feel like a headliner. At the place I was in last week in San Antonio, it's basically like a dream board when you walk up. You
have no, it was like a chalkboard and they had your name written on it.
It's like they have a picture of you. It looks like you remember in kindergarten when your teacher had a board and it would have like decorations on it and it would have like yay for school and all that.
Yeah, like a
stupid
bulletin board, right?
Yes, it's exactly what it is.
Oh, like the ones that you see like behind urinals in the bathrooms.
Kind of.
Similar but different, but yeah.
But pretty much dead on. Yeah, my name was on a urinal board. is what you're saying? You would have nailed it. I mean, I prefer to go the route of a kindergarten class. But
the urinal, I like the urinal board. That's more
kindergarten
appropriate.
Class. It was like do they call them cork boards?
I think bulletin board was
bulletin board. That's probably more.
That's
accurate.
That's probably more accurate. But yeah. I like urinal board. We can go with that.
I mean,
it's so funny because we have
based on how the shows went. It's pretty fitting.
All the local bars
they
in
were
my,
piss poor. They were
there. You go. That'll work.
But all the local bars in my area, like uh-huh. they have these bulletin boards or urinal boards, whatever you want to call them, and they have like these ads that are like so dated.
Yeah,
like come out, watch UFC 115. It's like, like you guys have not updated that board in a year and 3 months. Like,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Rockets playoff games third coming up Friday. And
oh, you
Sunday.
Know what? In fact, I took a picture of the urinal board. When I was walking in for the last show, I'll tweet it out. And you guys can tell me if you think it looks like a urinal board or not.
All right.
I didn't take one last night, though. I should have when I was next to Bun B on the marquee, because that's the first and last time my name will ever be next to Bun B's on a marquee.
I've done some shows with Bun. He's a great dude, man. It's a shame you guys didn't hook up.
Well, you know. Yeah. I was there a couple of days early on my show.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll do his thing. No, it was fun, though, man. I had some friends come out, had some listeners come out. Shout out to everybody that came out that listens.
Cool.
Yeah, we had a good time, and it was a good show.
That's good.
What's wrong with your cat?
He's old. It was just time to get a checkup.
I just saw your... Oh, it was just time to get a checkup.
Yeah, he's... Like I said, he's 19 years old.
Good Lord.
He'll be 20 in May. So he's not that...
That's a good run.
Yeah. And like we were sitting in the I guess it's a waiting room at a veterinary clinic. Still, is it still called a waiting room?
Yeah.
We're sitting there and he's back getting blood and you can hear him screaming. You can hear the cast just like... from the back, so they had to close the door because they're like, "What on earth?" And me and my wife are like, "Oh my god, that's our cat. That's embarrassing because he is. I mean, he's old and grumpy, so he doesn't want anybody messing with him."
Yeah.
And so we're sitting there, and there's this lady with this really sweet golden retriever, and it's like it's old, like you can tell this is a decrepit ass dog, right?
It's got the white face,
and it's just shaking. It's just like it's got like Parkinson's for dogs or whatever. I don't know, but it's old and it's just shaking and breathing real heavy. And I was like, "Oh, what a sweet old puppy." And she was like, "Yeah, he's getting up there." I was like, "How old is he?" She was like, 10. I was like, "Ha, 10. Get out of here with that 10. You hear that screaming? That is a 19-year-old man in the back screaming, that stupid-ass 19-year-old cat of mine. Hey, I'm telling you, he's part turtle. He's never going to die. He's going to live to be 170.
Especially he's got 8 more lives to dig into.
170
so
years old.
When he gets to 9 lives, he's probably going to be tapping out at
it
170.
It won't surprise me if he outlives me and my wife. I'm really not going to be surprised if he is a pallbearer at my funeral. It wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Where does a vet take blood from a cat?
In a vein?
I'm not
trying to get all technical on you, like, but it's usually where the blood is.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out if there's a place to find it or.
Well, he was old, so they were struggling, I think. And we had to, like, so cats have renal disease. A lot of them will get renal disease, and they'll eventually have kidney failure. And on our other cat, the one that's dead now, we had to get her checked out, and they'll put a needle into their bladder and pull urine out, right?
No, thanks.
And that cat passed out. We thought it died on the table. So this time he's like, "Was this the cat that almost went night-night when we did the urine thing, or was it the other one?" I was like, "No, it was the other one, the dead one." So she's good. We're good. He was like, okay. But then I'm thinking, yeah, but good luck getting blood out of that mean son of a...
Yeah. Man, but as a vet, though, you got to be careful, because obviously we know how close people can be with their dogs and their cats,
boy.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Like, and I make no bones about the fact that my dog Bubba was like my son.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went, you know, that was the hardest thing we had to go through. But here's the thing. What made it worse was when the vet called and said, "Hey, it's about that time to bring Bubba back in for his..." Oh. And I'm like, "I'm sorry?
Oh.
What?"
Yeah.
And then you start getting him in the mail, and I'm like, "You know what?
I hate you people.
You need to remove that from your files immediately."
Yeah, Nora was really close with the cat that passed, and that was pretty difficult. Like, I wasn't too attached to her. Like, I love our cats, don't get me wrong, but like, she had like you with Buddy. Like, there was that connection that you make, because some animals, I've kind of noticed that some of my animals in the past, some of my dogs I had a really, you know, you get really connected to, and some of them you're just like, I mean, it's cool. I got a dog.
I'll say this: when you have multiple pets, especially if you have multiple,
you
dogs,
have a favorite.
You get your favorites, but you don't have the connection like you have
with just one on one.
Just one, and when we were going through everything with Bubba, and we ended up putting him through chemo, trying to, because they said it was going to prolong his life by a year and a half to 2 years and make him feel great. So we were going through this process, and I was like, at one point, I just looked at the specialist guy, and I said, "Am I ever going to find another dog like this?" And he goes, "We call them forever dogs, where you have that kind of friendship, like they understand more than most, and you know, they commands and whatever, and you're real close." He goes, "You're lucky if you get one in your lifetime.
Wow.
But to try and get two, don't count on it. Yeah, I was like, never sweet, gonna happen. That's great. That's kind of first in the bubble.
But I feel bad for Nora because I'm like, she's never going to have that connection with another animal.
And now when you get multiples, it's different because you love them all and you've got certain favorites, but you're not going to have that anywhere close to that same connection.
Yeah.
Because when he passed, like, he was the Rockets mascot, the unofficial mascot. On weekends, he'd go to the office with me. He knew from the parking garage which turns to take to get to my office. People would throw the tennis ball with him in the hallways and the suites and everything.
Nice.
So it was like, there was a ton of people that were like crying in my office. I was like, go away, please. I don't need that.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah. You have to endure it once. You don't need to keep reliving it.
Now, Nora, like when we were at the vet, that's the vet that we had her put down at.
Yeah.
And then they had the ashes cremated and put in the box. Yep. And when we were there, this lady walks in and was like, oh, I'm here to pick up my memorial box for my dog, Toto, or whatever the hell the dog's name was. And then they give her that green bag, and Nora immediately looks at me and she's like, I remember that bag. And I was like, oof. Yeah. Man, there's nothing worse than seeing someone you love's heartbroken. That is difficult to deal with.
No question.
Troy Maddox on Twitter said, wouldn't Parkinson's for a dog be called Barkinson's? I'm going to need you to leave that to Joel. All right.
That's my job, Troy. Step back.
They'll be trying to infringe on Joel.
The keyboard. That's my job.
And then Santana said real quick, hey, I'm headed to Tokyo Sunday for vacation. Any recommendations? I mean, don't get herpes? I don't know what else.
Be prepared to poop on the ground.
Don't get VD. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know.
Right, Nick? Public restrooms. Be prepared to use the ground.
Anytime someone leaves the country,
just
that's
the hole
my
in the
thing.
Wall, sir.
Just don't. Yep.
Or on the floor,
hole
I
the
should
floor.
Say.
Yep. Be prepared for the hole in the floor.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
I've seen it.
In Tokyo?
Absolutely.
Oh, in Tokyo, I've seen it overseas, but I haven't seen it in Tokyo.
Been lots of places over there. Asia, China, all over Asia. And believe me, that's what you do.
That's wild.
Yeah. In the arenas, you hover to poop? In the arenas, they bolt a toilet seat to a cement floor. So you're basically either Indian style or you're stretching them out.
What?
That's actually better than the one I've seen. Yep. Mine was literally just a hole in the wall on the floor.
And you gotta
gotta squat. Yep.
Do you remember playing that game, 1942? And it was a plane, and you had to drop a bomb.
Oh yeah.
And you had to line it up and drop the bomb. Was it? So you're like, you're trying to hit a hole.
Well, it's not moving.
With a poop bomb.
It's not moving, but it depends on the control you got in your shooter.
And then your legs start cramping. You're like, ah.
You should look it up. Look up the pictures. It's nasty.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Hey, by the way, our comedian of the week, Michael Dede, spelled D-E-D-E. Also spelled M-Y-C-A-L, but we'll get to that in a second. But Michael Dede, our comedian of the week, super funny dude, great guy. I'm actually doing his show tonight. He's got a bi-monthly show called 12,000 Degrees. If you're really into comedy and roast battles, it's a bi-monthly roast battle. It's a lot of fun, man. They have sound effects. And if you've ever watched the roast battles on Comedy Central, it's like that, but better because it's also live. So I'm actually doing that tonight. I think we start at 8:30 at the Secret Group. But, yeah, Michael Dana, you guys are going to enjoy him. He's hilarious. They already heard one of the clips and really enjoyed it. So
there you go. Clips coming up next. Then we're going to continue to roll on with the show. If you want to join us like Knuckles does, we're going to get the Knuckles
we
after
see
the
you,
break.
Man.
713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
My name is Michael. My mom spelled my name M-Y-C-A-L. I don't know why she did that. Michael already has a really good spelling. I don't know why she remixed it. It's an Arabic name, though, when you spell it like that, M-Y-C-A-L. It translates into throw this resume in the trash.
There's our comedian of the week, Barry, again. Backstory, please, if you will.
Yeah, Michael Dede, he kind of got started around the same time I did, maybe like the year after, if I'm not mistaken. But funny, funny guy. One of my favorite jokes of all time he does that we'll have at 2:15. But just a really funny dude. And he has a show called 12,000 Degrees that's a roast rap battle that they do every other month at the Secret Group. Him and Zach Dixon put that show on. And it's a really fun show. If you're just looking for something to do, look that up on the Secret Group and go check it out. A lot of fun. But he's done a lot of stuff, man. He's one of those guys that's on the rise. He does a lot of local what's it called? Festivals.
H-Town guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, H-Town guy. And this guy, this clip is actually from a festival he did in Austin. So making moves, but really funny guy. Really funny. So you'll enjoy
good stuff.
It.
There you go. Well, that other clips, as Barry mentioned, 215, 315. So Michael Day-Day, our comedian of the week, F for Funny on an F Yeah Friday. As we continue to roll, I see that you're getting a lot of responses on your marquee and on the cat.
Yeah, when I said that my cat would be a pallbearer at my funeral, Steven Usick said, don't you mean a pawbearer? P-A-W.
I like it.
I feel like we found your burner accounts.
I'm like, the fact that I'm not getting credit for these.
It's making you angry?
It's burning me up.
I do like a good, like a dad joke. I kind of like those now. You've got me conditioned now.
You like theirs, you don't like mine. That's the problem that I have.
Oh, Joseph, I have been laughing at more and more of your jokes. They've gotten better. You stepped the game up.
See,
though.
You're rubbing off on me.
I like that. That's good to know. Yeah.
You met the ass man today, so you've got plenty more to worry about.
That was weird.
Yeah, we get the new SB Nation guy from New York, Jake Assman.
That's not his real name.
It really is.
No, it can't be. How does he spell it?
Nick's good friend, Jake Assman.
There's no, how does he spell it?
Assman.
Oh, I was just talking to him right now.
See?
Oh, wow.
Assman.
Assman.
It's Asman. Jake Assman. Mm-hmm. Get the name right.
But mm-hmm. It's one S.
I do call him Baby Palillo from time to time, but he doesn't appreciate
that. He is
that.
A redheaded Palillo.
Does his voice crack a lot or what?
No, it's because he's so feet. Statsy. He's so statsy, and there's Palillo walking in. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you been?
Look, Charlie.
As he brings pizza,
good to see you, bud. You remember that? You remember this guy?
Ears burning. What's up, man? Long time no see. How are you, man?
I know.
To see you. Yeah, that was a weird motion with your.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Mouth.
But that was.
Don't make that motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got pizza here. I'm excited about this. Can we do Knuckles' call though? Before we,
yeah.
I don't want to leave him on hold too long.
Let's go, Bare Knuckles.
Knuckles wants to talk helmet to helmet rule in the NFL. Knuckles, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How's everything?
Very good.
No, it's not helmet to helmet. I'm sorry, you must have wrote it down wrong. It's the helmet rule as far as is the Rams the only team that can change their helmet from week to week? Is that a rule? For some reason, I think that's I remember hearing you guys talk about that.
Now,
about changing the helmet from week to week, like it's a safety thing or something. I don't know.
Here's where I left it last on that, Knuckles, is the fact that in the past they made a change to where the color of the helmet could not change throughout the whole year. So, for instance, you're talking about the Rams going from the white ram horns on the side to the yellow.
That's right.
And we made fun of the fact that it looked awful last year when they had the gold sparkly trim and all that, and then had the white striped helmets. I believe the NFL has lightened up a little bit, but it may be only because that's a decal issue, that the color of the helmet itself stayed the same. Because the Packers this week are going to their throwbacks from 1921, in which they want to wear an all-brown helmet to be symbolic of the fact they used to wear leather helmets.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kiboshed as well. The Buccaneers went to the Buccaneer, the kind of dreamsicle-colored Buccaneer with the knife in his mouth.
Right.
They weren't allowed to do that. So I don't know if that's changed that to that degree, but I did notice the fact that the Rams got it right because those uniforms looked sweet last night.
They had the yellow and the blue.
The Eric Dickerson whole look.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, the last time that we looked this up and discussed it is you're right. You can't change the base color.
Right, right.
But you can change the stickers and everything else on it. So that's as long as the base color stays the same, which again, why does the NFL have to be so old? Who cares if teams want to change the color of their helmets or go with different colored uniforms like Oregon does? Let them have some fun
with
it.
Well, here's the
thing. Let the fans have some fun with it.
First of all, we know how much money this league brings in as a whole, so it shouldn't be an issue. But if a team wants to do that and you really want to be the stickler, and then let the team pick up the cost. Because
right.
If you got to get a second set of helmets. But if they're willing to do that and they know what it's going to do merchandise-wise and for the overall look, then let them do it. That's the simplest answer I got with you. Because I like a lot of these throwbacks. It's great to see some of the old logos come back. Even the Patriots, when they bring back the old guy in the whole 1776 uniform centering the football.
Yeah.
There's some cool logos from back in the day. So I would
love
to see more.
That one's got to be a – that's got to be a wasn't that the logo they had when they got demolished by the Bears in 86?
In 85 Super Bowl.
Is it 85?
Steve Grogan was one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Really?
And he was the quarterback of the Patriots.
I wouldn't bring that logo back.
I like it.
Mm. Not if you got your ass whooped like they did.
I mean –
that's bad memories.
Okay. But, yeah, I think to answer Knuckles' question, that's the reason.
Yeah, I think that's the reason is just the – they're allowed. The blue was the same. If you notice, when they go back to their original or their uniforms now, the Ram sticker will be white instead of yellow.
Right. So that's that.
Yep.
Other than that,
We got to talk game next segment though.
We'll talk the game
because I want to hear. Because I'm so pissed that I missed this game. I really thought this was going to be. Maybe, you know, one of those, you hear it a lot on these betting advertisements, but man, this had all the makings of one of the top games of the year.
It really was. And everybody thought it was going to be a defensive battle. It turned out to be an offensive battle at the same time. That's what made it even more entertaining to watch. So we'll get to the game next.
Yeah.
On top of that, we do like to give away things. So why not do it right now for you, the peoples? Let's give you a chance to win a Hotels.com $50 gift card right now. It's that summertime vibe. It's vacation time. Hotels.com, place to go. You can win a $50 hotel.com gift card. Plus, you can save up to 8% on hotels, cabins, lake houses, bed and breakfast, beach resorts, ranch getaways. You get the picture. Just use the summer code COOLSUMMER when you book online this week. Travel by September we'll say till the end of the month. Hotels.com, you do you and get rewarded. We'll take right now caller number 17. Caller 17, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Caller 17, you win a $50 gift card to Hotels.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, Usual Suspects. Hour number one, 3-hour extravaganza, and we are happy on a Friday. You guys are with us.
F stands for, it's an F Yeah Friday.
Food.
Funny, but the food is
football.
There's pizza
legit
out there?
You already had a piece, Chief.
Bye.
Yeah.
Dude, Pizza Lavino stops by.
It is top notch.
Off the hook. You know, we used to get pizza from them on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
On game day.
Remember
you
talking about it.
They had a berry special. And
strawberries, blueberries.
No, it was made with sadness and tears. No, it was topped with ribeye steak.
Damn.
Woo. It was so good. He made it just for me because I was like, I've always wanted a pizza that had ribeye steak on it. He goes, you got it. It's the berry special. And he brought it up for Mike and I to eat. And oh, I ate the whole big ass pizza by myself.
Don't surprise me. And you can do that.
It was
legit. We were in Midtown. That was when Lisa and I lived in Midtown. That was the bomb, the spot. We would hit on a cheat night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
This is how good Pizza Lavino is I ate before I got here. I had Subway, still ate some pizza. Still,
got to.
Like, forget the diet. Don't care. I'm eating pizza because this doesn't happen very often. In fact, is there an intern over there, Nick? No intern?
Jose was on the computer, but I don't know.
Oh, you got to do it? Okay, well, here's the deal. So they gave us a giveaway, a comp. It's a free deep dish pizza for one of our listeners to Pizza Lavino. So we're going to give this away to caller number two. And
you're doing it Charlie Palillo's.
I'm doing it Palillo's. I was going to do one, but we'll do caller number two, get the free deep dish to Pizza Lavino, 713-780-3776. Since my man Nick is trying to eat pizza, produce the show, and be an intern, we're going to take it easy on him, do caller number two.
I'm a multitasker, man.
Yeah. Well, caller number two. There you go. One, two. Look at the board.
There's
just lit
on the
up.
Board.
Bunch of hungry ass.
Look at the ball.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a bunch of sad
just
ass
roaches.
People. Bunch of sad people that didn't get a deep dish at Pizza Lavino.
Cockroaches right there.
Oof,
attacking
worried me.
The board. I figured I would. That was right. Part of the fun of it.
Let's talk a little football, man.
Well, what I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Okay.
So, looking at that game last night, and I
I'm just
said,
looking at the box score. Let me ask you this before you break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Is the box score, because a lot of times it's not, is the box score indicative of how the game went? I'm looking at 54 yards rushing for Minnesota, 100 for Los Angeles, 422 yards receiving versus 465 for the Rams, an 85 QBR and a 95 QBR, 8 combined touchdowns.
At one point, it looked like whoever had the ball last was going to win. At another point, Goff was literally, I mean this, QB rating that was perfect. It was like 158.
He ended with 158.3.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
26 of 33, 465, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions.
And you got to see the throws themselves, because it wasn't like guys just butt naked wide open that you couldn't miss. He was putting it into small windows. They made Anthony Barr, the linebacker, hate himself probably the rest of the week. He threw 3 of his touchdowns the minute he saw Barr trying to guard any of his receivers or his tight end or the running backs, and just put balls over his shoulder, over his outstretched arms. I mean, lit him up. And this is Jared Goff now.
Wow.
And Cousins didn't play bad either. And Diggs and Thielen did their thing. Gurley is a beast.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, just because, like I said, both teams' defenses were not great. But at the end, when they needed it, the Rams came through with some big sacks, some big stops, and a forced fumble at the end was the end of the game. Because Minnesota had the ball with a chance to tie.
Oh, well, see, I was going to say, I mean, you kind of expected Minnesota to get something going through the air with both starting cornerbacks not playing. And I'm guessing they did not play. Is that correct? Aqib Talib did not play.
Peters played.
Okay.
Talib did not. And ex-Packer Sam Shields, who was out of the league because he had too many concussions, he stepped up and made 2 unbelievable defensive plays and played really well. But on one of them, he should have picked it or at least knocked it down. It slipped through his hands and ended up, Diggs caught it anyway, got a big first down, kept going. But literally, you didn't want to go leave the room to take a break because you knew whoever had the ball, it wasn't going to be long until they scored.
Man, I hate that I missed that game. And the thing that surprises me about this is usually on a Thursday game, they're low scoring because it's a short week, because they played on Sunday. A lot of times they'll tell you take the under on a Thursday game because just on principle because they don't score. But man, to go out and put up 69 points, I don't know what the over under was.
I was going to ask you. I didn't know what the line was.
I bet. Hold on.
I thought it was over at the half. I mean, I thought they would have made the over already by the half. Because at the half, Goff had over 250 yards passing.
That's wild.
The score was, I forget exactly what it was, but it was both teams, I think, in the 20s.
The over-under was 49.
Oh, yeah. It was that was done by
half.
They
blew that away.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. It was a great game to watch, man. That's the kind of games, if the NFL wants to sell Thursday nights as a mainstay, that's the kind of games that they need.
Yeah, they had 48 at the half.
Yep. Yeah, it was. And I'll say this. The Rams,
to me,
for as much as, and you and I, you touched on it yesterday, that you and I were both saying if we had to put money on a team, the Vikings would have been our team to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC. I changed my mind.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, you have to evaluate. You have to look at what you got. And I think, you know, what we saw early on from Minnesota, that they weren't able to sustain, obviously getting just demolished by Buffalo. But the Rams look like a complete team.
Cooper Kupp had two touchdowns and 160-some yards receiving. Cooks had a bomb.
Yeah.
And Goff, they measured it. He actually stepped up in the pocket, had some pressure, and threw it on a line 61 yards into a window for Cooks in the back of the end zone. I mean, and like I said, and Minnesota didn't play bad, but the defense was the key. Minnesota's defense didn't look anywhere near what it was supposed to be or what it was a year ago.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the game, Sue got a sack. Aaron Donald had 2 sacks. And a rookie comes through and gets a strip sack, which cost them the Minnesota the chance to tie the game. They needed the touchdown and a 2-point conversion, and they were driving. And then Cousins got hit and lost the ball.
One thing that stands out to me from the box score, from all the stuff that I read, that makes me think that what you're saying, you know, legitimately happened. And obviously that Rams front 7 is outstanding. But the fact that Minnesota rushed for a combined 54 yards, and their leading rusher was Kirk Cousins with 28 of those. Dalvin Cook, 10 carries, 20 yards, averaging 2 yards a carry. That ain't going to get it done. But, of course, when you're going up against that Rams defense, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult for any running back to get it done.
They thought he was hurt because, of course, he was dealing with a hamstring. Yeah, yeah. And at one point, they had the sideline people check, and they're saying he wasn't hurt, but he didn't look himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole team averaged as combined. If even if you take Kirk Cousins' 7 yards a carry average, the team's the team averaged 3.2 yards a carry. So not great by any stretch of the imagination. And that seems to be where the difference was. That and the fact that it took Kirk Cousins 50 attempts to combine to compile his 422 yards. Man, you talk about efficient. Jared Goff, 33 attempts, he got 465 yards passing.
465, bro.
Efficient. That's ridiculous.
I think he only had 3 incompletions at one time, one point, almost 3/4 of the way through the first half. I mean, he was just breezing. And I'm telling you, the touch passes, both guys, over the top of the inside defender.
Yeah.
Outstretched arms, beating balls, and throwing them into windows the size of a softball. It was very entertaining, to say the least. And like I said, I walked away more than anything saying, look, two good teams. The Rams are a great team. Yeah. And I thought, because of how great the defense is.
Best team
is,
in football, obviously.
I think hands down.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think when you look at it, I was going to say, the defense, fantastic. We knew that going in. And when Talib comes back, if he does, then they're even better. But then you look at all the skill positions that are filled for the Rams and say, Jared Goff, first year was a disaster. Second year was a complete 180, right? So now third year, you're wondering, which one are you going to see? If you see this guy and you see the throws he made last night, I don't see any weaknesses on the Rams.
Better than Aaron Rodgers.
No, I wouldn't go that far. It takes a lot to be a legend. But, you know.
the thing, like, when you look at that receiving core of Kupp and Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods, and they're putting up great numbers, but I don't think you look at that and think that those guys are legitimate in your mind. In my mind, I should say. In my mind, I don't look at those guys and go, ooh, that's the cream of the crop. That is no wonder he's putting up 465 with that receiving core. But they get it done.
But the other thing is, too, you got to think about this. McVay is an unbelievable offensive mind. The kind of plays that he set up to were plays that were set up to succeed. That's why Goff, I think, has all he's had to do is work on the craft of throwing the football. Because they broke down a couple this morning on ESPN where – and I love Lewis Riddick, and he broke it down and showed he doesn't have to do anything, because a lot of the plays that you saw Minnesota make, Cousins was making great head and shoulder fakes.
Yeah.
Goff, it's set up to where the safety is in no man's land, and when Goff is looking at two different receivers, one way on the outside on the right and another one crossing on the right-hand side, the safety is the guy on the outside is so far out, he can't even see him. And when Goff gets in his throwing motion, it looks like he's throwing to the guy over the middle. So the safety naturally sees that and bites hard, and he's got straight one-on-one burner coverage with a guy like Cooks that can outrun anybody.
Yeah.
And it's just an easy pitch and catch.
Wow.
So yeah,
Josh Rapp had a good point, which I was going to make a little bit earlier. We were talking about Goff and this team, and to the point you were making about year one versus year two. The further this goes on, the worse Jeff Fisher looks as a coach.
No doubt.
Like, it's just, you had that opportunity, you did nothing with it, and
think about it. The Deshaun Watson, Bill O'Brien situation came up. Why? Well, because everybody questioned when Baker Mayfield had his coming out party last Thursday night and said, if you saw what we saw tonight all preseason and all training camp, how did you not make this guy your starter from day one?
Yeah.
That's when the O'Brien-Watson situation came up, saying the same thing. Take it a step further and go, this is exactly what they should be saying about Jeff Fisher, too. Because if you saw this kid doing these kind of things from the get-go, how do you not put this kid in the lineup? Because even the Riddick was saying, most GMs didn't think he had, like, a gun of an arm. To show that ball that he threw 61 yards in the air, that's, and you're wild. Like, that's a tough throw. So, yeah, it was a fantastic game, and I, hands down, think the Rams are the best team in football right now.
Okay, I didn't get to watch it last night, obviously, but I could totally see that.
And I'd say this, too. You know, everybody's pointed at the Chiefs early and thought, their skill position.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs can't stop people the Rams.
They're going to have to outscore you. But, I mean, they are what I thought the Vikings would have been at this point. Well-rounded defensively, offensively. And the Vikings just aren't holding up their end of the bargain. Defensively, they looked terrible versus Buffalo. They struggled on offense versus Buffalo. So I thought what this Rams team is what I thought the Vikings would be. I was wrong. That's not even close.
I'm with you. And the thing, too, everybody's pointing out, well, the field goal kicker sucks for the Rams. Guess what? He's a temporary. Zerline's out with an injury. When he comes back, he's one of the best kickers in football. Don't worry about that either.
Yeah, I have Zerline on my fantasy team. Another Zerline in my life that let me down. Go figure.
Man. One kicks you in the... Yeah. Well, they both kick you in the balls.
Yeah, exactly.
One's a football and the others are more sensitive. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep in hour number one of the three-hour show. Barry, Nick, and Joel on an F Yeah Friday. Michael Day-Day is our comedian of the week. He is an H-Town guy, and Barry gave you a little bit of the backstory. If you missed it, go back and check the podcast, podcastarena.com or ESPN975.com. Click on the show and see what you missed. But very funny stuff. More clips coming up, 2:15 and 3:15.
A couple of things from the text line before we continue. Actually, some of this will probably lead us into a couple topics, but somebody texted us at 1:08 during the show and said, just got done listening to Stephen A. Smith scream at me for 10 minutes before I realized I was on the wrong station. So we appreciate you, kind sir. That 10 minutes is a long time.
Carmelo Anthony? You want to talk about Carmelo Anthony? Carmelo Anthony!
Boom, boom! Him and Teddy Atlas after the boxing match. Funniest thing I've seen in so long. Them trying to out-air jab each other.
Because Stephen A. just exudes fighter.
Yeah. OU Mike said, I'm just glad the word cancel wasn't under Barry's name on the marquee.
I thought we banned him.
No. I wish permanent ban just for talking smack about us.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry, at what chance of rain percentage would you not risk fertilizing your lawn? Well, I'm glad you...
Thank you, Nicholas. Well played, sir.
Excuse me?
Thank you very much.
Can't allow that, man. I'm going to dump you if you start talking grass.
It depends on if you... Look, if it's going to rain, fertilize. It's the smart money. If you get more than...
crap on your lawn.
No, if you get more than maybe 1.5 to 2 inches of rain, you'll probably have some runoff and have to refertilize. But if it's going to be less than 1.5 inches, you should be in good shape. Okay, see?
That's your motto?
I'm less than 1.5 inches.
Less than 1.5 inches and you're in good shape?
My motto is leave them wanting more. A lot more.
Wow.
There you go. That's my motto. Right. Hey, Barry, love the show. I was wanting to come to one of your comedy shows. How can I get tickets for tonight's show?
Please get all this information right. Please. Because otherwise this could be 2.5 segments.
Yesterday was a
please
disaster.
Please make sure you get the time.
Yesterday,
the
whole week.
I have
done
a show, but it just got canceled. But there's another one in Cut and Shoot. And
that was
that
2 days
got canceled
ago. Yesterday
Don't
was another
Kuhn.
Disaster.
Don't forget Kuhn.
Look, all I know is I'm at the secret group tonight. And
the prices and the times are secret.
No.
That's why they call it the secret group.
Somebody asked me about that. I said, oh, yeah, we have a club. They do, you know, sometimes it's like DJ night. Sometimes it's a comedy show. It's called the secret group. He's like, oh, what a great concept. Like, they move around and don't tell anyone where they're going to be. I'm like, no, that's
that would defeat the
that's
purpose.
Like a Klan rally. That's not a comedy show.
That would
what are
defeat
you talking
the purpose,
about?
Sir.
Yeah, but no, secret group. Just go to, I think it's the secret group HTX or Google the secret group comedy club on the Googles, and it should have all the info. Because honest to God, I have screwed every one of my shows up this week. I don't know if it's 8 or 8:30. They told me we were doing two roast battles tonight. Then I find out it's only one.
You're talking about a scout bar? Isn't that what you were tweeting about, scout bar?
Scout bar was messed up?
Doors. Because there was a confusion about when the doors were open.
Nothing
is more bothersome than when the Koontz gets canceled. But the Koontz got canceled. We can't get the scout bar times and prices right.
I mean,
what in the world is going on?
And then when they originally booked me for the show, they were like, all right, two shows, 8 and 10. So I'm telling people 8 and 10. And then... And the group, Michael Day-Day, of all people, I'm featuring his ass today. He's like, 8:30. I was like, what happened to 8? And then Son, the guy on roast battle, is like, so two shows, right? He's like, no, just one. What is going on this week with all the shows?
I'm saying, just go to the website.
It's basically the communication at ESPN 97.5.
That's exactly what I was just about to say. That's exactly what I was just about to say. I swear.
I'm right with you. Same
wavelength. That's hilarious. Yep. All right. Here's what you do. Everybody, listen to me. It's real simple.
If
you want to go see one of my shows, the easiest thing to do, YouTube. Seriously, no. Go
follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's what I would do, honestly.
Oh, actually, just go to my website, barryisfunny.com. Okay. That's the one place where I update the schedule and it's all, because I have to go and look at barryisfunny.com to know where I'm at next and when it starts and get the link for the times and all that. Just barryisfunny.com, easiest way to get my schedule.
You got a bulletin board on the front page?
It's a urinal board.
On the front page. That'd be great. Just put a empty urinal there with a board over it and put all your messages right there for the
dude.
Peeps. Seriously.
No, I do make posters for like my fall schedule.
There you
go. Like this one was me at the Improv with the brick wall, but sometimes I'll have like a cat laying at the beach and it'll have my summer schedule. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, you should.
I'm gonna do that for my winter schedule. I'll have a urinal with the board on it and it'll have the schedule on it.
Just don't
That's
put the
genius idea, Joel.
You're welcome.
Look at you, my marketing rep right here.
Just don't put Kilroy was here with the little guy with the nose hanging no. over it right by the urinal, because that'd be awkward.
I won't do that. All right, you ready for a baseball question?
Sure.
Three games left. Cubs lead Brewers by one game in the Central. Who do y'all think pulls it off?
My initial reaction.
I know what you want to say.
Is the Brewers. Because of the schedule. Brewers have the Tigers at home. Cubs are hosting the Cardinals. Cardinals are fighting to stay in the second wild card right now in a heated battle with the Dodgers, who are also trying to stay relevant, trying to win the West. That's a day game right now. Cubs are already up 2-0, middle of the second. But Cardinals have something to play for. Tigers don't. Brewers already in and only a game back of the Cubs. I think the Brewers got a shot.
First of all, why is Milwaukee playing Detroit to end the year?
I'm not the schedule maker, but I'll take
it. But usually you end with teams that are in your division, usually.
Barry, the Astros are finishing with the Orioles.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand. Like down the stretch,
like Cubs Cardinals makes perfect sense.
This is Milwaukee down the stretch, though. Chicago, the Giants, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, St. Louis. That all makes sense. That should have been the end of the season. Move Detroit up. That's just weird to me. But I'm with you. Chicago versus St. Louis, Milwaukee versus Detroit. That's definitely advantage Milwaukee. Especially because I'm thinking Detroit's probably running out folks that they're, you know, just young kids that they want to get some reps at the big league level. Not that they're going to mail it in, but I'm with you. That's definite advantage Milwaukee. I'm not a believer in the Cardinals.
They faded too much. Lost three in a row. Because once Matheny was fired, it looked like their season was over. They made a drastic turnaround, did the 180, got back in it, have been relevant the rest of the second half of the season. Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know that they have enough. If you want good, compelling baseball in October,
yeah,
then I would think you look at the Dodgers and you look at,
And plus, since I said that LA would catch the Cardinals, I want to be right. So I'm going to root against
them. And I said they'd win the division. So
yeah, I want to root against them.
I root against the Cardinals every day. I don't care.
Rockies are making me look good because I had them winning the division. And boy, it's been a roller coaster over there in the NL West. It's week to week. For a long time, it was just this three-horse race. And 1 week, Arizona would be leading the division. And then they would fall down a little bit, and the Rockies would grab the lead. Then the Dodgers come surging in after struggling for the first half of the year. And now, two-horse race, obviously, Diamondbacks are out of it. But it's like the Rockies, man, 7-3 in their last 10. But they're still only a game up. So what does that look like? Who do the Rockies versus the Dodgers have left? Let's see here.
Dodgers have the Giants, but here's the thing. And Lisa's brother's a huge Dodgers fan. I was talking to him last night. And the big thing I said was, if you were playing anybody else that was not in it, you would expect them to roll over. But the Dodgers playing the Giants,
it's a rivalry.
The
game.
Giants are looking it forward.
It
to
is absolutely
spoiler.
A rivalry.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And the Rockies have the Nats. So, yeah, who are the Nats?
I thought the Rockies had the Diamondbacks, but that's what Lisa's brother said. But yeah, I'd rather have the Diamondbacks if I want the Rockies to lose than the Nats. Nats seems they're already folded.
They're running out Ross, Strasburg, and Feedy.
Well, at least Strasburg's pitching. But
yeah,
we won't see Scherzer again.
So they might win one of those.
There you go.
Or lose two of them.
We got one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. Don't go anywhere as we will continue to roll on around the corner. We'll get. I don't know if he's allowed to call today.
Oh, you Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got more bones.
We took
to
his
pick
call
with
yesterday,
him.
Right?
You got another bone to pick with him?
No, I want no part of his bones. Okay. At all. Nothing to
inch and a half to give, but not there. All right, we're gonna continue to roll on, but hour number two is right around the corner. But before we get to that, we have this.
Look, football season is here. You guys are bought into it. You're fully invested in the games. Why not make it a little more interesting? Why not get on board with my bookie and put a little something extra on the game while you're watching? And just remember, who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with. Maybe more importantly, who you're betting with there. MyBookie is the online destination to get some action on any game. Safe, reliable. They've been around for a long time now. It's why I recommend them. It's why Fred recommends them. There's a ton of stuff that you can do. They've got some of the most rewarding player perks in the business, hands down. And the big thing about MyBookie, and guys like Fred will tell you this, man, look, when you win, you want to get paid. And he said so himself. I haven't asked for a payout yet, but I'm ready to get it. But everybody that I know that's used MyBookie has said, yeah, that's the cool thing. You get paid when you win the money. And that's really important. You're going to keep that in mind. But they have all kinds of in-game live betting. And for you fantasy guys, look, you can even bet the over-under on fantasy points that a player will score each game. How cool is that? So again, all kinds of ways you can get it. You can bet horses. You can bet CFL. If you want to bet hockey, you can bet on the baseball games. If you're Josh Rapp, you think that the Cardinals are going to win it all, you can certainly put your money on that using MyBookie. Super easy to get started with MyBookie. Just go to mybookie.ag. When you sign up right now, they will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code radio to get that offer going. Just log on mybookie.ag. If you can't find it, just Google MyBookie, MyBookie. Don't forget, use that promo code radio when you create your account and get that dollar for dollar match on your first deposit. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.